Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, September 13th. You'll be interested to know, 34 years ago, today in 1990, the law enforcement series Law and Order debuted on the NBC television network. The show became one of the longest-running primetime television dramas in the United States. So now you know. And now, it's time for the surf report. Expect waist-high surf with occasional chest-high sets on Friday morning, becoming thigh-to-waist high in the afternoon with semi-choppy conditions and south winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Saturday and Sunday mornings will feature knee-high surf with glassy conditions, while afternoons will turn semi-glassy and bumpy. Monday morning will see knee-to-thigh-high surf and semi-choppy conditions with south winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Friday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking brutal out there all day until sunset, but things might ease up to end your day with a smile. Best time to ride is at 7 p.m. with a 4.5-foot high tide, when the south-southwest swell is 1.5 feet at 16 seconds, and the onshore wind is 6 miles per hour. The first low tide Friday will be a half foot at 1 a.m. with a 4-foot high tide at 8. This morning, it's patchy drizzle and feels like 64 degrees with 8-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 6:56, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:32. It looks like we're in for some patchy drizzle early on, but things will clear up to partly sunny skies, with a high near 73 and a light breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy conditions with a low of 62. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Saturday with a high near 74 degrees and light winds. Saturday night will be mostly cloudy with a low around 62 degrees. Sunday brings partly sunny conditions with a high near 73 degrees. A slight chance of rain showers may develop late Sunday night. Monday will also be mostly cloudy with a... Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, San Diegans have only 10 days left to claim over $867,000 in unclaimed funds from the county before it is transferred to the county's general fund. County Treasurer Tax Collector Dan McAllister emphasized, there are only 10 days left to file a claim. Those who have conducted business with the county in the last 3 years could be eligible. Refunds range from $15 to over $25,000. A complete list of unclaimed funds is available online, and hard copies can be found at various treasurer tax collector locations. Claims must be submitted by September 22nd. Now on to sports. Last night, the Buffalo Bills dominated the Miami Dolphins, winning 31-10. James Cook scored 3 touchdowns for Buffalo, while Tua Tagovailoa left the game with a concussion. Buffalo now leads the AFC East with a 2-0 record. Looking ahead to Sunday afternoon, the Cincinnati Bengals face the Kansas City Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium at 4:25 p.m. in a highly anticipated AFC showdown. Joe Burrow will look to rebound after the Bengals' narrow Week 1 loss to the Patriots, while Patrick Mahomes, fresh off a 2-touchdown performance in Week 1, aims to lead the Chiefs to their first win of the season. Kansas City is favored, and with Mahomes' playmaking ability and home field advantage, they'll be tough to beat. This high-energy contest has playoff implications, and key matchups include Ja'Marr Chase against Kansas City's secondary and Burrow versus the Chiefs' pass rush. For Sunday night football, the Chicago Bears take on the Houston Texans. Chicago is looking to bounce back after their season opening loss to the Bills, while the Texans, off to a strong start, aim to continue their momentum. In local sports, tonight, the San Diego Padres begin their weekend series against the San Francisco Giants at Oracle Park, with Dylan Cease taking the mound for the Padres and Logan Webb pitching for the Giants. The Padres, at 82-65, are looking to make up ground in the wildcard race, with first pitch at 7:15 p.m. On Saturday, the San Diego State Aztecs head to Berkeley to face the California Golden Bears, aiming to bounce back from a tough loss to UCLA. Kickoff is set for 7:30 p.m. as the Aztecs, at 1-1, look to build momentum. Then on Sunday morning, the Los Angeles Chargers take on the Carolina Panthers in Charlotte at Bank of America Stadium with a 10 a.m. kickoff. The Chargers, counting off a Week 1 win, are hoping to continue their strong start, while the Panthers look to avoid falling to 0-2. In top news, a fourth ape has died from a Shigella infection at the Jacksonville Zoo and Gardens, according to a recent announcement on Facebook. Kevin, a 3-year-old Western Lowland gorilla, succumbed to the illness despite showing signs of recovery at times. The zoo reported that three other apes, including another Lowland gorilla and two brother bonobo monkeys, had previously died from the outbreak. The zoo is focused on addressing the needs of the apes and is experiencing significant progress in treatment. However, Shigella is highly infectious, and recovery may take time to fully resolve. In business news, Petco Health and Wellness has seen an impressive stock surge, rising 33% on Wednesday, followed by an 11% increase on Thursday. This jump comes amid buzz from a fan-operated Reddit account linked to Keith Patrick Gill, known as Roaring Kitty, although there is no indication that Jill has invested in Petco. Despite reporting weak second-quarter results, Petco has a new CDO, Joel Anderson, who aims to improve profitability. Investors are urged to focus on the company's fundamentals rather than the whims of social media, as the numbers still show challenges ahead. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $57,900. Ethereum is just under $2,400. Then Solana is $135. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Late Thursday evening, Oprah Winfrey hosted a special titled, AI and the Future of Us, featuring guests such as OpenAI CDO Sam Altman and current FBI Director Christopher Wray. The discussion was marked by a tone of skepticism. Oprah expressed concern that AI is still beyond our control, emphasizing the need for caution as humanity adapts to this technology. Altman discussed the importance of safety testing AI systems, but faced criticism for overstating their capabilities. Meanwhile, Ray highlighted rising issues like AI-driven sextortion and disinformation, urging Americans to remain vigilant. Bill Gates provided a contrasting perspective, optimistic about AI's potential in education and medicine. Entertainment news. Francis Ford Coppola is taking legal action against Variety magazine, seeking $15 million for libel. This lawsuit stems from claims in a July 26 article that suggested Coppola acted with impunity on the set of his film Megalopolis. The article included videos that allegedly showed the director attempting to kiss young female extras. Coppola's suit asserts that the sources for these claims were unreliable, as they signed a non-disclosure agreement. He emphasizes his respect for all involved in the film and condemns the use of surreptitious video for financial gain. Meanwhile, an extra from the film has also filed a lawsuit against Coppola for civil battery and assault. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American industrialist and founder of the Ford Motor Company, Henry Ford. And he said, "When everything seems to be going against you, remember that the airplane takes off against the wind, not with it." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.